Pontiac, Illinois is home to a Hall of Fame for a very famous American road. The museum itself is very well done, and inside its walls you'll find one particular exhibit that is enjoyed by visitors of all ages. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
Pontiac, Illinois is home to the Route 66 Hall of Fame and Museum. One of the noted exhibits here is one very familiar to Darlene Agner. It's called Life in the 40s.
The 1940s were a struggle for families. Usually the father went off to war, the mother was left with the children with the economic struggles of the day. Everybody had to take part in the war effort.
Darlene grew up in the 40s and refers to her parents as the greatest generation. The items she and her husband have collected became a part of the unique exhibit.
You'll see the home of the 40s, the kitchen, the dining room, the living room. Every other visitor who comes in says, "Oh, this is my grandmother's home."
Most of the artifacts are from Illinois, and several from right here in Pontiac.
We do have something that is from Pontiac, and that is the piano that's in the stage door canteen. This Jansen and Justin was sold right here in Pontiac, this piano, and it started its life as a player piano, and then it was remodeled and is now a stately upright, stately, and still plays.
Plus, there's a complete band with instrumentation, something you'd have found here in the 1940s. There's also a refrigerator, of all things, that tends to amaze those who visit.
People marvel at that monitor top refrigerator that was from the 30s and is still running. And that's amazing with the life of refrigerators now, to see one that's 80 years old and it's still running.
The Agners enjoy working on the exhibit, hearing the stories of those who experienced the 40s, and sharing their own memories. It's just a part of the overall museum here that retells the story of Route 66 and its many notable people and places. Traveling the countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.